This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Eleanor Bennett, here with your top stories this Tuesday. A worker fell about 20 feet into a hole at a construction site in Aspen near Smuggler Mountain yesterday. According to the 911 caller, scaffolding, quote, gave way, causing the incident. Aspen Fire and the Aspen Ambulance District responded to the scene around 1:30 p.m. Crews delivered advanced life support and pulled the man out of the pit with the help of a crane. The patient was then transported to Aspen Valley Hospital for further treatment. Back on election night, Aspen real estate broker Tracy Sutton said even though she lost the race for mayor, she'd still be getting involved in local government. Now, Sutton is applying for a position on the city's Planning and Zoning Commission. In a meeting yesterday, Councilor Ward Howenstein pointed to comments Sutton made during her mayoral campaign about opposing the Lumberyard affordable housing development and asked if she'd recuse herself from deliberations on the project. In response, Sutton said she wants to learn more about the Lumberyard.
Which is probably more than I had a chance to do during the election. But even though I was vocally, you know, very vocal against it, I'd like to know more about it, but I probably would recuse myself. I think that would be appropriate.
Also applying for a seat on the P&Z Commission is Alexandra George, a local real estate broker and founder of the advocacy group Aspen Deserves Better. She answered questions about her work in real estate and development, including whether she'd come up against a conflict of interest with her work.
It's possible. So yes, there's a possibility for sure. Though I'm doing a lot less development management at the moment. I'm focusing more on brokerage.
Newly elected councilor Sam Rose is vacating a P&Z seat. There are currently three open regular seats along with two alternate seats. Aspen's city council also got an update last night on childcare from Kids First. The city's Early Childhood Resource Center provides everything from grants to providers to financial aid to families. Caroline Yanez has more.
According to Picken County's data, as of April 10th, there are 460 children between the ages of 0 and 5 on a wait list in the county. Council also heard about wage enhancement money. Over $100,000 has been distributed to 38 teachers at programs in city limits. Kids First co-director Megan Monahan gave examples of what teachers were able to do with the funds, including helping one teacher buy a house.
Another person said, "My son is recovering from back surgery and the wage enhancement has helped pay for medical bills." Another teacher said their student loan debt has been a huge burden, and so now the wage enhancement is helping them pay that down.
She says another successful measure has been to waive rent for the last year for childcare providers who use the yellow brick building. Caroline Yanez, Aspen Public Radio News.
Aspen's streets superintendent, Jerry Nye, is retiring after 33 years of service. Nye joined the city as an equipment operator in November 1989 and was appointed to his current position in 2001. His team provides snow removal, paving projects, street sweeping, and pipe cleaning. Assistant Superintendent Daniel Maldonado will serve in Nye's role while the city goes through its recruitment process. Nye's last day on the job will be Friday. This week is your last chance to view the inaugural exhibition at the Resnick Center for Herbert Byers Studies in Aspen. The show is on view through this Saturday. The next Herbert Byers show will open on June 20th. And on Sunday, Jazz Aspen Snowmass will present a student showcase at the Arts Campus at Willits from 2 to 4 p.m. It's part of DeKalb's International Jazz Day, which also includes a jazz brunch and evening show. The student showcase is free with an RSVP, but other events require ticket purchases. In statewide news, a reward for information connected to the death of a 20-year-old woman has been increased to $17,000. CPR reports the young woman from Arvada was struck by a rock thrown through her windshield last week. Investigators believe the suspect did the same thing to at least five other cars between Boulder and Denver. State lawmakers have introduced a bill to roll out Proposition 123. Colorado voters approved the ballot measure in November. It mandates that the state spend about 2% of already existing income tax revenue on affordable housing. That's about $300 million annually. To use the funding, local governments would have to commit to increasing the number of affordable housing units by 3% per year. The bill is scheduled for its first committee hearing today. In regional news from the Mountain West News Bureau, an abortion clinic in Casper, Wyoming that provides both surgical and medical abortion has opened its doors after it was torched by an arsonist last spring. Wyoming Public Radio's Camilla Kadelska reports.
It took 11 months for the clinic to finally open its doors after the arson last year. It's now the only clinic in Wyoming to provide surgical abortions and the second to provide medical abortions. Wellspring Health Access's president, Julie Burkhardt, says the arson incident and the weekly protest outside of the clinic doesn't deter them.
We were going to stay in it. I always come back to, what is the mission? The mission is, we are here to help people gain access to quality reproductive health care.
Abortion is currently legal in the state, but that's only because a Teton County judge has put a temporary stay on an abortion ban until a decision is made by the courts. This is the second ban passed by state lawmakers. In addition to banning abortions, it criminalizes providers who perform or administer medication for abortions. The first ban attempt was repealed when the second ban became law. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kadelska.
The Aspen Public Radio Newscast is produced by our news team, which includes Hallie Zander, Caroline Yanez, Kaya Williams, Brent Gardner-Smith, and me, your host, Eleanor Bennett. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.